This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner.
You're going to bend your elbow into your chest. You're going to slowly put your hands on the ground. Everyone, before lifting your legs.
Luca Patuelli is a breakdancer, or B-boy. He recently showed a group of dance students at the University of South Florida how to balance your entire body on just one hand.
Because you're going to transfer a little bit of weight and then slowly lift your legs one at a time.
It's a move that's pretty impressive normally, but made even more amazing in these circumstances. You see, Patuelli performs under the name Lazy Legs. It's a moniker that's pretty accurate. The 31-year-old uses crutches to get around, the result of being born with arthrogryposis.
Basically, it's a neuromuscular disorder. It affects the bones and the joints in your body. For me, it primarily affects me and my legs, so I have very, very little muscles in my legs. But it also affects me and my shoulders, so I'm limited in the level of how I can raise my hands.
But that hasn't slowed him down. Patuelli incorporates his crutches into his breakdancing, using them as equal parts propulsion and prop.
I can also stay stagnant, stay in place, and use my crutches. Boom.
I really try to emphasize the idea of crew life, about working together. So work with what you have and be able to take advantage of the littlest movements, because it's the little movements that make the biggest difference in a performance.
Patuelli's performed on the TV show America's Got Talent and in the 2010 Paralympics opening ceremonies. He was also one of a group of disabled and able-bodied dancers from around the world who came to Tampa for the recent event, A New Definition of Dance. USF dance instructor Mary Lynn Morris helped organize the showcase.
One purpose was educational, really have our students experience dance in a very different way and open their eyes in terms of what disability is and that it is not so limiting as most people consider it to be.
The four-day event was also presented by VSA Florida, which is part of a Kennedy Center-sponsored international effort to make the arts accessible to people with disabilities. VSA Florida Executive Director Jennifer Sabo.
One of the great things about the dance community is they're very welcoming. Dancers don't necessarily see you're a dancer with a disability or you're a dancer who does not have a disability. They see you're a dancer and how are we going to participate together.
Togetherness was at the heart of the program. Eight dancers from a variety of countries and with a variety of abilities and backgrounds visited students at USF and at Hillsborough County Public Schools. They also took part in a sold-out gala performance at the university. In addition to Canadian breakdancer Patuelli, there were world and European wheelchair ballroom dancing champions Anna Harchikova and Igor Kisialu, classical Chinese dancer Liu Yan, and West African dancer-musician Siddiqui Kandi. American dancer Marcy Ryan was born with a spinal cord injury and has been in a wheelchair since the age of 25. In addition to teaching a modern dance class to USF students with partner Frank G. Hull, she performed alongside them in Kandi's African dance class.
Honestly, there's no need for pity, condescension, looking down on people, or thinking that, oh, how sad, we have to help them. Just let them shine.
And that's not the only lesson the USF students learned. At one point in Patuelli's class, they had to use crutches, wheelchairs, and blindfolds to choreograph their own dance performance. Sophomore Lital Gelman said dancing without using her feet made for an eye-opening experience.
When I got the chance to sit in the chair and see what it's like, it was like, okay, I'm really not as limited as it seems, and you can make anything work. You know, your body moves. Your little muscles move, everything moves. You can always figure out how to make things work. So it was really awesome to discover that for myself rather than just trying to observe it.
A second new definition of dance is already in the works for next year. If you would like to see pictures and video from this year's event, and believe me, you do, visit our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.